Just last week Sunday, we joined our hearts and our prayers together with 1.3 billion Catholics throughout the world to celebrate the joyous resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Today, we turn back in time to the upper room where 1 week after the resurrection, Jesus appeared for the second time to the disciples. He effortlessly walked through the locked doors and took away their hidden fears in their heart. The first thing he did when he entered the upper room was he went after the one lost sheep, St. Thomas. He removed all his doubts and his fears. He had St. Thomas touch the wounds of his hands and feet and his side, showing him that he himself had risen from the dead and he was viewing the resurrected body of Jesus. And then what is the second thing he did? He breathed on the apostles, commissioning them to go out and to forgive the sins. Forgive our sins. And he gave them that power and that task, which is passed on from priest to priest to us here today. This was the beginning of the sacrament of reconciliation, that Jesus desires for all his sheep to spend eternity with him. Almost 20 centuries later, recently in the year 2000, St. John Paul II established this Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, as a universal feast of the Church of Divine Mercy. In doing so, he has fulfilled a request that the Lord himself made in appearances that he made to a Polish nun, St. Faustina Kowalska. Just the thought of Christ's mercy should fill each of our hearts with hope and confidence, but it should also fill each of us with great humility. You see, Christ's mercy and his love for each of us is boundless, and each of us needs that mercy because sin is a reality in our lives, and sin separates us from each other, the body of Christ, and causes real damage that only Christ can repair through the sacraments. This is really a tough thing for us to accept, of the reality of sin is our separation from Jesus. Critics of the Catholic faith and of Christianity sometimes make fun of us for believing in heaven, and they want to mislead us or question our thinking that this is some kind of ancient myth. Yet Jesus himself points to many different places in the Gospels about the emphasis of the reality of heaven. He spoke about the importance of storing up our treasures in heaven. He told us we would be fools to gain the whole world and lose our souls for eternity. He told us to fear not losing our life on earth, but losing eternal life with him in heaven. In parable after parable, Jesus describes heaven as a glorious, joy-filled wedding banquet, and hell as a place of darkness, frustration, despair, and emptiness. Jesus doesn't mention this once or twice, but he constantly is reminding us that heaven is like a banquet. It is far beyond our ability to comprehend or even rationalize in our brains. He wants us always to be thinking about heaven, to be always have hearts that desire it, and to begin living heaven's life here on earth with love, wisdom, and goodness for ourselves and for each other, to follow his teachings, to build up his church here on earth. The revelation of heaven is Christ's greatest act of mercy for us, for he died on the cross on Good Friday, not in vain, but that we may have eternal joy with him. We are his beloved brothers and sisters, and he desires for us to always be in union with him. St. Faustina, to whom Jesus gave the revelation of divine mercy in the early 20th century, wrote in her diary, "The chosen ones in heaven see God face to face and are completely and absolutely happy. Thus, all suffering on earth are nothing in comparison with what awaits for us in heaven." On November 27th of 1936, she wrote, "Today I was in heaven in spirit, and I saw its inconceivable beauties and the happiness that awaits us after death. I saw how creatures give ceaseless praise and glory to God. I saw how great in happiness is God, which spreads to all creatures, making them happy. And then all the glory and praise which springs from this happiness returns to its source. This source of happiness is unchanging in its essence, but it always is new, gushing forth happiness for all creatures. Now I finally understand St. Paul, who said, 'Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him.'" A part of St. Faustina's visions was a revelation of a painting that we call the Divine Mercy. We have Jen put it up on the four walls, and we also have it displayed here at the foot of the altar. And what it shows is Jesus standing in a white alb with his right hand raised in blessing and his left hand opening his heart. Out of his heart, we see streaming two beams of light. One is white and the other is red. She emphasized that the two rays symbolize blood and water. The pale strand of light, which is water, is for our soul's righteousness, which we receive in baptism. The red ray stands for the blood, which is the source of our souls, which we receive in the Eucharist. These two rays issued forth from the depths of Jesus' tender mercy when his agonized heart was pierced by a lance on the cross. You see, Faustina wanted to remind us all of the reality of heaven and the reality of hell. We don't like to talk about hell because it makes us all uncomfortable, but she wants us and everyone to be aware that we have options in life. Jesus never forces himself or his will on us. We all have free will to choose good and avoid evil, but he never makes us do anything. He always allows us to make choices, but those choices have ramifications in the end for each of us. Again, as we heard, Jesus breathed on them, and he gave the apostles the privilege and the honor of continuing Jesus' mission of mercy by giving us the sacrament of reconciliation. And Jesus always wants us to be open to receiving that sacrament when we fall from his grace and need his mercy and his love. And that's what he desires for each of us. Because Jesus did not die on the cross on Good Friday in vain, he desires for each of us to spend eternity with him. And that's our choice to make. And as a faith community, we come together each Sunday to pray for one another, to give glory to God, and to grow in our faith, because we all desire to be with him for eternity. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today, and we wouldn't come Sunday after Sunday to worship the Lord and to also grow in our faith. So let us keep in mind today that we are the rays of white and red for Christ. Our words and those that we speak to others bring the white light of purity. We can also make sacrifices as Christ for one another and for others so that they will see Christ's love through our actions. So let us bring Christ's light of white and red streaming beams to those we encounter so that they may experience the joy of the resurrection of Jesus and we may increase Christ's happiness here on earth and increase the fold in the Good Shepherd's care in heaven.